I don't know how far beyond 39 we'll go. You know, that's going to be left up to the voters tomorrow. The Senate, again, has always been a tougher road for us, simply by virtue of the numbers and that we have in play there and the number of seats we have up versus the Democrats. But I still feel that, you know, we're looking at least a 7 or 8 seat night. There, again, could be some surprises, particularly as you head further west.
Sure.
But we'll see. I'm not sure right now where we are in the latest counts. I'm going to, when I leave here, get that briefing. So, but I feel good about what we've done so far, and I think we're going to be more than prepared to move into a good evening.
What I believe is that the voters are going to surprise all these Washington pollsters when they go out, and I think there's early evidence of that fact, especially in the early vote. The early vote has come in many congressional districts, much higher for Democrats than all these pundits were predicting, which is a clear sign that Democrats and Democratic-leaning voters are coming out to the polls.
Eu recebi de milhões de brasileiros e de brasileiras.
Today, I receive from millions of Brazilians the most important mission of my life. This fact, besides me, is a demonstration of democratic process of our country. For the first time, a woman will preside over Brazil.
The last few minutes, the British authorities said that these were viable devices. They probably would have worked. They probably would have blown these aircraft, these cargo planes, out of the sky as they approached the United States. They also said, and this is important, that they don't consider there to be an imminent threat right now. In other words, one could read into that there are no more parcels that they believe are in the mail, but they're still very concerned that this group, Al-Qaeda in Yemen, are going to launch follow-up attacks in the same mold.
In Baghdad, the death toll from a hostage standoff at a Catholic church is now 58. 75 people were wounded. The crisis ended when Iraqi security forces stormed the church yesterday. Officials say most of the victims were killed when kidnappers set off explosives. 8 suspects are under arrest.